all have our predictions about what is going to happen next. We just heard that the parliament has been dissolved, all of it. So we don't know how Morsi is going to end up because he was nominated on behalf of his party. We didn't expect that the isolation law was going to be applied. We don't know. We are confused. We don't have any predictions for the moment. I'm boycotting the elections anyway, but we don't know how it's going to end with Morsi and Shafiq. Some people say that Morsi is going to be kicked out of the race and they will do a referendum whether to keep Shafiq or not, or redo the elections from the beginning. We just don't know yet. We're just confused and we don't know.
How does it make you feel that they've left Shafiq in the second round? It seems in some ways that, in a sense, the revolution is dead.
Yeah, it feels that way, but this is how you expect it when the SCAF is in charge. When SCAF is in charge of the elections, this is what you expect. It didn't come to me as a surprise that Shafiq is in the race, but if you're going to agree to have these elections under the ruling of SCAF, you have to see this coming.
Now, some people are talking about going to Tahrir Square. Some people are remaining here. The road remains closed. What do you think is going to happen with this particular protest next?
We're not the one closing the road. It's the army. So some cars are standing here right now. They are demanding the opening of the road. So we don't know. Some people want to go to Tahrir. I don't think we're going to stay here. There's no point.
How would you explain the feeling amongst the people?
Confusion. We don't understand what is happening, really. We're just cautiously waiting for what is going to happen next with the elections and the parliament and all that. We just don't know. We learned not to have expectations, not to predict anything, because with CAF, anything can happen.
What would you say to your fellow Egyptians who, in the second round, will vote for Shafiq? Because there are some people who want to vote for Shafiq. What would you say to them?
I would say that if you are looking for stability, if you are looking for wheel of production to start moving again, if you're looking for all that, if you actually care about the revolution we've been fighting for the past year and a half, Shafiq is not going to solve this. Shafiq is not the answer for any of this. Shafiq was part of the old regime. He is the old regime. If you're going to vote for Shafiq, you're bringing them back. You're just killing everything we did. I understand that some people are suffering from the trouble and the violence and all that, but electing Shafiq is not going to make any of this any better. It's going to make it worse. Shafiq is the old regime. We're bringing Mubarak back. Mubarak is still here. We're not even... Shafiq is Mubarak's candidate. You're voting for Mubarak, basically.